For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
You said you'd meet me. Brown Jet and the Blackhearts, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you coming up in about 10 minutes. Yeah, give me about 10 minutes. I have a, you know those, a lot of places have the cameras on the lights, you know, like the stoplights, so that if you run it, it'll take a picture of you. And there's also cameras that will, like, catch you speeding and things like that. Wait till you hear what a camera in Italy caught someone speeding, allegedly. That's on the way in about 10 minutes. Right now, the Cars, 105.7 CFW.
You're always dancing down the street with the suede blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
Starry sky. She'll make you free.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky. I kinda like the way she dips. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's girl.
Big were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Five seven CFW. This Elton John, I'm still standing. It's Mike McKay along with you. You ever feel that way? You just, hey, look, they try to knock you down, but you're still standing. You're still there. You're still moving forward. Man, that tired me out just saying that. I'm going to be honest with you. Here's Heart Now. Never. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah!
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
CFW, it's Mike McKay along with you. You know, a lot of cities have those cameras that are like on, you know, traffic lights so that if somebody runs a red light, it'll take a picture of the license plate and then all of a sudden you'll get a, you know, you'll get a ticket in the mail. Same with speeding tickets. There's a lot of speeding cameras, they call them, and if it catches somebody speeding, it'll take the picture, tells you how fast you were going, sends you the ticket in the mail. This is what happened to somebody in Italy. A speed camera in Italy sent a driver who was driving a Ford Focus, apparently, a speeding ticket, and the speeding ticket was for 437 miles an hour, or approximately 10 times the maximum speed limit of that vehicle. Yes, the camera said supposedly the vehicle, the Ford Focus, was going 437 miles per hour. That's impossible. The woman who got the ticket did not have to pay the fine. She contacted the police, and they told her it was a glitch, And she said, I know it was a glitch. I wasn't doing over 425 miles an hour. So it's, you know, you got to be, do the speed limits, stop at the red lights, at the stop signs, obey the traffic, and you should be okay, supposedly.
Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
today. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
In Excess, Need You Tonight, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you coming up in about 9 or 10 minutes. There's a new survey out. Americans were asked to rank their least favorite part of summer. Yes, they were asked, what don't you like about summer? And I will tell you what this survey had to say in a few minutes, but I'd like to know what you have to say. Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or my Mike McKay page, or you can always open up that Civic Media app on your smartphone and drop me a text at 105.7 CFW, or click that microphone icon and send me a voicemail. Tell me who you are, where you are, and what's the least thing you like about summer? What don't you like? You know, what's the one thing you don't like about summer? I want to hear from you. All right, and then I'll let you know what the survey had to say, too, in a few minutes, right here on 105.7 CFW.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. Money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream. I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But
CFW.
Watch me, yes, I will.
You got a lot to you.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. You Rhythmics, What I Lied to You, Mike McKay along with you. So, survey from Americans. What don't you like about summer? I've got that info coming up for you in a few minutes. That's what I know. I want to know from you, though. Is there something you don't like about summer? Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW, or on the Civic Media app. Go to 105.7 CFW, drop me a text, let me know, or click that mic icon and send me a voice message. Tell me who you are, where you are, and what you don't like about summer. You got up to 60 seconds to talk back to me. Denise said, I don't like summer because guys wear sandals. Guys' feet are gross. Okay. So I'm reading into it that guys' feet are gross, and that's what she doesn't like about summer. Okay, got it. Put that on the list. Thank you, Denise. Here's Rod Stewart now, Forever Young, 105.7 CFW.
May the
It's Rod Stewart, Forever Young, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you on this Tuesday morning. So a new survey Americans were asked, what's your least favorite thing about summer? What don't, you know, what's the one thing you don't like about summer? And this is kind of the way things came out with this survey. 28% said mosquitoes was the worst part of the summer. That is, they are annoying, aren't they? And gnats, those gnats that where they just like all of a sudden a swarm is around your head. That is just, ugh, it's awful. 27% said the extreme heat and sweating is what makes them stay inside during the summer. Okay. And 24% said the humidity. So it has been humid. It's been pretty humid this summer, hasn't it? I mean, it's been pretty sticky, no doubt about it. What about you? What's the one thing you don't like about summer? Okay, let's see what you think. Head over to our Facebook page, 1057CFW, or my Mike McKay page, or if you've got that Civic Media app, open it up, go to 1057CFW, drop me a text, or give me a talk back. Send me a voice message. Click that microphone icon, and you got up to 60 seconds, and tell me, what is it that you don't like about
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Know what the internet is good for? Funny cat videos?
That too. But I'm thinking research.
Researching funny cat videos?
Know what the internet is bad for?
Civilized discourse?
That too. But I'm thinking researching things where big emotions are involved.
Oh, you're talking about
the big thing. The big question. I'm Nicole Lasker, and before you start your next chapter,
visit Laskers.
We've developed the best way to help you find the right one for the right one. We know the questions to ask and the styles she's sure to love.
The sparkly of the sparkliest, and more of them. We make engagement ring shopping easier.
How do we know what she'll love? It's something that comes with almost 100 years of hearing.
Yes.
That's the reason we love what we do. And Laskers wants her to love it just as much as you do.
Wait a second. What if she says no?
Funny cat videos?
Good call. Laskers, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at laskers.com.
When it comes to barbecue, you want the best. Best beef brisket? Carl's Barbecue Express. Best fall-off-the-bone ribs? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best, most tender pulled pork? Carl's Barbecue Express. The best barbecue in the Chippewa Valley? Carl's Barbecue Express. Bring the whole family and dine in at 1410 South Hastings Way in Eau Claire. Have it delivered or have Carl's cater your wedding or next event. And watch social media for Carl's Twisted and Carl's Barbecue food truck locations. Check out the menu and more at carlsbbqexpress.com.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, pay off via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day on August 9th. According to a press release, the event is part of a statewide effort to get more residents involved in monitoring the state's waterways for invasive plants and animals that could threaten their natural ecosystem. Volunteers will gather at local training sites to learn how to identify invasive species before visiting designated monitoring areas. Residents can register to participate in the event online until August 8th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing safety tips for kids riding ATVs and UTVs. DNR officials say there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, most of which involved riders who were not wearing a helmet or seatbelt. They're reminding younger riders that helmets are required for anyone under 18 years old, and riders under 16 years old must operate age-appropriate vehicles. They're also reminding anyone born in 1988 or later that they are required to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone. The Northwest Wisconsin region has once again been hit with Canadian wildfire smoke, causing hazy skies and air quality issues as temperatures heat up. National Weather Service officials say the air quality should begin to improve as hot and humid weather reaches the region on Wednesday. While the hot and humid weather will improve the air quality, it will also threaten much of the state with an extreme heat watch. Northwest Wisconsin residents should plan to limit their time outdoors this week between the poor air quality and extreme heat in the forecast. Local child care workers, activists, and parents attended a rally at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire over the weekend, urging state legislators to invest more funding in child care. The event was organized by Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed following the completion of the new biennial state budget. Organizers say the funding approved for supporting the child care industry is not enough to keep many facilities running. They're urging lawmakers to pass already proposed legislation that would provide $480 million in child care investments. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
CFW. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into
I'm
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you on this Tuesday morning. I just saw that the average person will spend 12 more minutes doing this on a Monday than any other day of the week. 12 minutes more. So what was it? Complaining and whining. On average, we'll whine or complain about 22 minutes a day. But on Mondays, it's 34 minutes a day. So hopefully you got that out of the way. Now, since I was off yesterday, and today's kind of my Monday, does that mean I get to whine more today than a regular Tuesday?
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so.
.057 CFW.
This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. I want to take it to But now I've come.